In an age of closed captioning, is sign language still necessary? I'm Sandy Murillo with the Disability Minute. The short answer to that question is yes. Those who are born deaf or become deaf early in life use sign language as their primary language. Written or spoken English is a second language, and comprehension can get lost in translation. The opposite is true for those who lose their hearing later in life. Karen Aguilar, Vice President of the Chicago Hearing Society, says that difference is key to understanding why we need both forms of communication, particularly in times of emergency.
When it comes to a person who's deaf or hard of hearing or deafblind, the accommodation depends on what they require in order to ensure effective communication. The accommodation is ongoing, and we haven't done a very good job as a community as a whole educating people on the needs and requirements in order to communicate.
Produced by People with Disabilities at the Chicago Lighthouse. Sandy Murillo for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.